Come on, praise the Lord, somebody who is glad to be in the house of the Lord today. The psalmist said, I was glad. I was glad. There's something about coming into the house of the Lord. He gives you peace. Amen. You know that when you come into his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Has the Lord been good to somebody? We started off in January. Amen. February, March, April, May, June, July. My goodness, and we are here still standing by his grace. If the devil had his way, a lot of us would not be here. That's right. How many of you agree with me? Absolutely. So please join me as we sing this hymn. To God be the glory. You may please stand up. This is to his highness. Has done so loved the world that he gave us his son who yielded his life and atonement for sin. And open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has. Let's sing the chorus a few times. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord is good. if he did nothing else. I mean, if he did nothing else, we can give him a salute. He has done very well. He has done very well. He has done marvelous. He has done wonderful. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Ah, Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise and exalt your most holy name. We join all the elders. We join all the saints that have gone ahead of us. The angels and the cherubims and the seraphims who go 24/7. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Father, you said, let everything that had breath, let it praise the Lord. Father, we unite our hearts, we unite our bodies, we unite our entire being to join them in unison to praise you, Lord, for the wonderful things you have done for us. Innumerable, Lord, uncountable. I said, if all the oceans were an ink, were ink, if all the feathers, all the twigs was a pen, it would not be sufficient to keep writing and keep writing because of your wonderful works, the sons of men. The psalmist said, all the men would praise the Lord. He said, all the men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works. Kabo Sande Baholi Hash. Retondo Bokura Basali Kasiata. Resande Bohoria Kasande Bakoria Basha. How we worship you, my King. We exalt you, Lord. Not because you are not exalted. You are highly exalted. There's none comparable. There's none like unto you. There's none that can do the things that you do. Oh, Father, Lord, you cause us to see another new day. I will give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord, that you've counted us among the living. Hakesatobo shandikara. Rituhali bahalatata. Heria sandika. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. What shall we give you this day, Lord? What shall we give you this day, Lord? There's not enough gold in Fort Knox. There's not enough silver that we could give you. Even if we could give it to you, it's yours in the first place. So whatever we are, whatever we have to give, because you gave it in the first place. So Lord, we just give you thanks. We give you a wave offering, saying thank you, Jesus, for thou art worthy, for thou art worthy to receive all the praise and all the glory. Ah, thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you. Give you all the honor, Lord. Should there be any praise? Ah, should there be any thank you ascribable to any human being? I will give it back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Accept our gratitude, O Lord, for everything you are to us. Ah. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure may I and worthy. Who is worthy? What worthy, O Lord Jesus, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and worthy.
Who is like unto thee, Jesus, O Lord? Who is like unto Jesus, O Lord? Jesus among the gods. Who is like thee among the gods? Who is like thee, O Lord? You are glorious in holiness, have fearful in always do in wonders, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father Lord, we thank you. We exalt you. Father Lord, as we share the words with one another this morning, break down the words of life to us like you broke the bread beside the sea. In the name of Jesus, open our hearts and our minds that we may be conformed to who you want us to be. Not be conformed to Brother X, Pastor Y, Uncle J, but be conformed unto Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you are the first, the blueprint of who we need to be like. Thank you, Father. Father, take over my voice in the name of Jesus. Speak to us, O Lord, that, Lord, I may decrease into nothing, that you may increase in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' name we pray. Woo! Looks like I've been to church. Praise ye the Lord. This morning, I had a few things I wanted to share with us, but the Lord led me in this direction. I said, Lord, give me, I need to know. And guess what happened? Interesting as it may be, I had a lot of things going on in my mind. And then I got a call on Friday from the gentleman who helps us here. He said, somebody broke our wall over there. Maybe one of the kids was horsing around. And they broke the wall. I said, thank you, Jesus. So my message this morning, build up the wall. Build up the wall. So that we be no more a reproach. Build up the wall. I want us to look at this message from a singular standpoint, personally. Whether you're single, whether you're married, it doesn't matter. Then I want you to look at it, if you're married, as a couple. Amen? Then expand it again as a family. Praise the Lord. And then expand it again as this corporate body. Then take it to another level as the member of the body of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Because he said he has other sheep. That's not of this fold. Amen? Praise the Lord. The basic scripture we're going to look at, and you young ones out there, I want you to listen to me real close. Because I mean, I call you up here to come read the scripture for me. Do you mind? Amen? So listen real close. Hallelujah. We're going to look from the book of Nehemiah. That's the principal focus. We're going to learn, see a few things, what Nehemiah did. Nehemiah was one of the captives taken to the Persian, to Persia. Like a lot of the prophets we read through the scriptures, whether it's Daniel, Ezra, Esther, and all those folks there, they were all at one point in time taken into captivity. And what we read today, you think they were free men, but they were not free. Daniel was a eunuch. Do you know that? He was a eunuch. We are not going to that subject. So, Nehemiah, he was the cupbearer, if you want to say a butler, help to King Artaxerxes. King Artaxerxes had taken over, the kingdoms had been changed over and over, and he became king. I think he was king for about 32, for about 20 years. Anyway, if we look from Nehemiah chapter 1, this day he went to give the king his drink. I'm just going to summarize on account of time. He was going to give his serve the king, and his countenance was very sad. And the king looked at him and said, Nehemiah, you've always very cheerful. What's wrong? He said, what's wrong, Nehemiah? Nehemiah said, my king. He said, live forever. He said, how wouldn't I be sad? When the nation, my native country is in ruins. So the king asked him, what do you want me to do? He said, please give me authority that I may go back and rebuild the walls. Amen. Say, rebuild the walls. Rebuild the walls. That was his focus. That's chapter 1. Folks, are you following me? Because, folks back there, my teenagers over there, because I'm going to call you up here to come help me very soon. So pay attention. Hallelujah. But as he went ahead to build the wall, challenges came along the way. First, let's define what is the wall. In the old times, the walls were built around the city as a fortress. Some of those walls were 6 feet in thickness. They built around. And when the invading armies came, they broke the walls down and ravaged the place. Nebuchadnezzar came, blew the place up, and kings, after the people of Israel sinned, and then the Lord put them into captivity. They prayed, Lord, have mercy on us. He pulled them back. And that cycle came on and on. It was at this point in time, Nehemiah, Ezra, all of them were taken into captivity. Nehemiah was serving under King Artaxerxes in Persia. I remember the book of Esther also. They were all there. Ezra was there. So anyway, he made his petition, and the Lord granted him his desire to go back to Jerusalem and build the walls. So we're going to learn a few things on what he did to build the wall. Praise the Lord. That we may apply to ourselves as individuals, as couples. But in the process of building the wall, he ran into a lot of headache. The Lord was so merciful to Nehemiah, even some of the things that his grandfather had taken, he gave it back so that he could rebuild, to put it back into the temple. And then he asked us, this is chapter 1 here, asked the king, say, please tell your forest managers that they may give me timber and everything. Now I go to chapter 2. When he got into Jerusalem with all his entourage and everything, he ran into Tobias and the Sambalats. Everybody know their story? Okay? They fought. They discouraged him. They started to sabotage him. Have you been in a situation? You are doing what you need to do towards the kingdom. And maybe at work, there's just somebody there. You can't get it. Why is he so antagonistic about you? Why is he fighting you? For what? What have you done? I was amazed. What did Tobias and Sambalat do to Nehemiah? They just came to build, to rebuild their house that's broken down. What's so wrong with it? Have you been in that situation before? Tell me, sister. Oh, yes. I love your testimony. But you know what? There's a story behind the story. Next week, kids, you're going to read the book of Nehemiah. So when you come next week, I can't go into all the stories. So please, teachers, make sure they read the book of Nehemiah 2, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 4, chapter 6, chapter 8. Let them read it so they understand what we are talking about. Because as you even go into school, sometimes you meet people who try to entice you to do wickedly. My son was told one day, where is he at? There he is. Mom was telling me about it. He said, no, I'm a Christian. I can't do that.
Amen?
They tried. He was a light. I'm talking about Broderick. Am I right, Mom? He stood his ground. You stand your ground. Declare who you are. Don't be a stealth Christian. No matter what comes, the Lord will back you up. I said the Lord will back you up. So let's go. What happened? Why was Sanballat and Tobias? Why were they so much against?
Praise the Lord. I'm going to read chapter 2, verse 8. I'll start there. He was given all he needed to rebuild the walls. When Sanballat the Horonite, chapter 2, verse 10, Tobiah the servant of Ammonite heard of it, he grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there for 3 days, verse 12, and I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any great beast with me, save the beast that I rode. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, until dawn here. He kept going on and on. Describe, he went by night stealthily. He had a plan. He had a vision. Verse 16. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told even the Jews, nor the priests, nor the nobles, nor the rulers, nor the rest, the work that I did. Verse 17. Then said I, the people with him, you see the distress that we are in Jerusalem. That light wastes and the gates are burnt. And it went on. Verse 18. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me. Also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us arise and build. So they strengthened themselves. They strengthened their hands for this work. But when Sanballat and the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian, they laughed them to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Amen. The God of heaven will prosper your journey. The God of heaven will prosper your engagement. The God of heaven will prosper your enterprise. Come, body, say amen. Amen. So what did he do? He strategized. He laid different people to do different things along the wall. Interesting. Let me just look at chapter 3, verse 12. Among them, they had goldsmiths, gold jewelers. They had apothecaries. They had chemists there. They had politicians, those who have one heart, one mind to build the wall. Amen. Also, look at verse 12. This touched me. It said, and next unto him was Shalom, the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. He and his daughters. So he probably had no sons to do what men are designed to do. Somebody with me? Hallelujah. God has not called you ladies to come sit down in the kingdom building business. You're a major and integral part in the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You have a significant part to play in the building of the wall. Your wall. The walls of your house, husband, the walls of your children, you have a very integral part of it. Can somebody say amen? Amen. This says, it was Miles Monroe. He said, give her a woman. Give her a sentence. She's going to make a paragraph out of it. Give her a paragraph. They are incubators. They make the best out of everything. Hallelujah. Give her a house. She turns it into a home. Is somebody with me? Ah, but the sound. Give her a book. She created a library. Hallelujah. But his daughters of Belial give her trouble. She's going to give you hell. But not her daughters. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, not our daughters. Amen. Amen. They shall be like Sarah. Kesatova, in the name of Jesus. Now, Jesus. Sambalat and Tobias. They fought the work. Why? Let's go back in history. They said Tobias was an Ammonite. What happened? Sambalat, let me tell you the meaning of his name. His name means bramble bush. An enemy in secret. That's what his name means. You will not marry your enemy. Our children will not marry their enemies. In the name of Jesus. They will not marry bramble bushes. You know a bramble bush is? It's got thorns all over it. You can't handle it. You can't touch it. So as his name was, so he is. Tobias. The meaning of his name. This will interest you. It means goodness of God. Can you imagine what a contradiction? He aligned himself. I'm trying to say something. Even in the church, when Jesus was here, hallelujah, there was a Judas. They dance like us. They jump like us when excited. But by their fruits, is somebody with me? You will know them. By their fruits, you will know them. We don't know them, and I don't know them. I don't try to know them. In the name of Jesus. Just keep trucking on. I keep following the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3 and 4. You get the secret why. The Bible said this guy was Sambalat was a Horonite. It's like saying, I'm a Lagosian. Okay? A Lagosian, I know some Lagosians here. Let me see a Lagosian that I know here who lived in Lagos. Amen. The Lagosian, does that make you less than a Nigerian? It means you're Nigerian. So, Tobias was a Horonite. He was of the city called Horonaim, a city of Moab. What happened? What was spectacular in the Old Testament concerning the Moabites and the Ammonites? Huh? They were the children of Lot, who had an ancestral relationship. They were the ones who called, who Balaam was called to come and curse the children of Israel. So, what am I saying? Sometimes, a lot of times, this is carried on from one generation and it passed on. These demons don't die. These spirits of hate don't die. They just pass on. So that was the situation that Sambalat, it explains why this guy was just totally incensed about disturbing the progress of the children. He's prospering, blessed, praise God, your time is coming. Have you run into people who have been blessed financially, physically, spiritually? They are jealous. They just, what's the big deal? Your turn is coming. We never came here or with the same time clock. I don't give a rip what you have or what you don't rap. It doesn't matter. It all gets pens down here. And you better praise the Lord with what God and the resources he has given you. Because there's a time of accountability. You know, say, hey, of all I've given you, give me 10% that I may bless you. Praise ye the Lord. Deuteronomy, that's 23. Let's read it. 24. Right? Yeah. 3 and 4. Chapter 23, verse 3
and 4. This was a command God gave Moses. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even unto their 10th generation. Shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever? Forever. Don't even admit them. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Peor, and of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse you. You can't curse who God has blessed. It's impossible. You'll be hitting your foot against the prick. Praise ye the Lord. So that's the story. So you can imagine generations down the road. That is what Sambala, this hatred and this jealousy and this everything negative. Though the parents had died, and here they are. I was thinking about it. Why? I mean, what's the big deal with this guy? Now you see the secret. Amen. You are fighting a battle and you don't know, why is this guy fighting me? Why is he fighting me? That's why the scripture says we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness. Is there wickedness in the church today? Is there wickedness between spouses that ought not to be? Yes, indeedy. In the church, yes, indeedy. Can't forgive. But see, despite the fact what God said here, despite what God says here, you think it's because of their ethnicity that this came about. No, it's beyond that. God, in his awesome mercy, he can change the ordinances of heaven on any of our behalf. He can change the laws of the land. He can change whatever is troubling you. He can change it overnight. He says, I'm the Lord, I change not. Is there anything too hard for me? Maybe you have been praying for your son and praying for your daughter, praying for your husband, and it's still out. You've been praying this drug addiction. Lord, help me. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing. Look at what happens. You may say, yes, that's the reason. Because they are Moabites. Because of the ethnicity. Because they were cursed by the Lord. It's beyond that. Ruth. Chapter 1. Remember the story of Ruth? Where were they from? Ruth and her daughters-in-laws. Ruth, Naomi, they are from the tribe, they are Moabites. Amen? I said they are Moabites. These same cursed people. A lot of us as Christians, we quote that scripture. When the daughters were dead, the two daughters of Ruth were dead, she was going back. Verse 14. He told the daughters, go. My sons are dead. No, nothing. I can't produce kids for you anymore. Her daughters-in-law were from the Moabites. They are Moabites. And they were ready to go. Listen to what he said. Ruth said to her daughters-in-law. She said, behold, my sister, the sister-in-law went ahead, is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Unto her gods. Return thou after your sister. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, talking to her mother-in-law, to return from following thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where you die, I will die. And there would I be buried. The Lord, that's what she said. What happened? Despite the ordinances of heaven and ordinances that law had put in place, Jesus
She came through that line. Hallelujah. The Lord can change even his written, what is written. You are guilty by whatever standard, either by the law of God, that by law of the medes and the Persians. He can change it on your behalf. If you are here this morning, my time is up. Read the whole book. Kids, it's an assignment for you. So next week, I don't have the time. He changes the ordinances of heaven. He changes the law. He changes the time. And who can say unto him, what doest thou? He stands alone in his own league. The issues of life and death is in his hand. So what are we? What can you boast about? What have you that he hasn't given you? Praise you, the Lord. Let us pray. If you are here this morning, the issue with these two people was the God of Yahweh, the God of God. You believe on the God of God, it doesn't matter what you did and what you didn't do. As far as east is from the west, he will forgive. He will open a new slate for you, and your name will be written in the book of life. All he commands us to do, repent, repent, repent. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. He changed the ordinance of heaven for Joshua. Joshua was in the big in God's business. Joshua said, hey, I was fighting a battle, Lord. He said, thou son, stand still in the valley of Ajalon. And his son stood still. Has somebody ever seen that in the scriptures? The son stood still because Joshua was the Lord's business. Amen. If you're in the Lord's business, heaven will back you up. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't stray to left or to right. In the name of Jesus. I didn't even start my message yet, but my time is up. My time is up. If you have not known this God we are talking about, his name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. You call him Jesus. He shall call him Jesus because he shall save his people from their sin. He saved me. He can save you. Only commands us to repent. Praise the Lord. If you are here, you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. He said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you. And I will change your story around. He will change your situation around in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anybody? Anybody in the house? He only commands us to repent. 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 For adventure, you've said or done things. It doesn't matter if what's his name? Judas. If you have repented, he'll be in the kingdom. Do you know that? He would be in the kingdom. But he thought that. Oh, praise the Lord. Our King, we thank you. We worship and we adore you. We give you all the glory, Lord, for the blood that speaks for us, even when we cannot speak, for the blood that makes an atonement for us, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. To you all be honor, glory, dominion, power, majesty, forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good. He's good. Amen, amen.